here we go. So we are in Shar Aleph, Perek Ches. We just did the first there's a Haggah on page Nun Vav in these over here. And so we saw the way he explains via Safta de Ganecha. The general question he's dealing with is the Kruvim were set up. So it seems like Shlomo HaMelech's were set up that they were not directly facing each other. There was an indirect...
I understood diagonal.
Yeah, or more diagonal. But it was not a direct face-to-face thing. With the question being that, like, wait a second. If, like, the goal of... We imagine that when they set them up originally, they wanted everything to be, like, hunky-dory with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So,
sure.
Set them up face-to-face. That's the way they're supposed to be. So what's this mitzade that studi thing? So then he described for us Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shmuel, and how they were having a machlokas about how Rabbi Shmuel agrees that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's mahalach of Torah Matahei Aleha, what's going to be with Torah, you got to be all in 100% and Hashem will take care of you, that can work for individuals. But as far as what we tell the masses, that's not a mahalach. And therefore, the correct way to say it is that there is, it is correct to v'yosafta d'ganecha. That is something that's okay. But then he points out that l'maisa, there is this difference between how it is, how the Torah says v'yosafta d'ganecha, how that's in the singular versus the rest of Vahayim Shmaya, which is in the plural, and why is it a curse if Vahayim Shmaya is really talking about a bracha? Like, what's going on with that? So he says that, so therefore, for an individual, for certain individuals, V'yosafta de Ganecha is inappropriate, and that's why it is Ein Oisin Ritzono Shel Makom. Okay, so that's where we left off. So now, v'yodea, v'yodua.
What about the haggad?
Oh, we didn't do that? Did we stop? Okay, fine. Haggad. V'lachain. B'parsha rishona shel kriya shema k'siv u'v'chol ma'odecha. V'chol nafshach v'chol ma'odecha. U'b'parsha v'hoya lo k'siv u'v'chol mo'adchem. Ki, parsha shema kula b'yolashin yachad nemra. Parsha shema is all yolashin yachad. V'yachad she'ef shalom. Who tzarich l'kayim lo yomash sefer haTorah zemipicha? For the individual who is able, he is supposed to do the lo yomash sefer haTorah zemipicha. Dvarm kiksav mamish, literally, lo yomash sefer haTorah zemipicha. Period. L'chein emar uvechol ma'odecha pirish bechol mamoncha, with all of your money. K'mosh kasav mishas sav brachas. But to lomar shelo lasuk beparnasa klau. That means, b'chol ma'odecha means that for the right person, it means you are supposed to sacrifice all pursuit of money. Av a parsha v'haya, but the parsha v'haya, shenemar b'lashon rabim, which is said to the masses, l'rabim kamat muchrochim l'sasek al kaponim ma'at gam beruach mamon l'chai nefesh. Berevach mamon, sorry, thank you. L'chai nefesh, l'chein lo k'siv b'chol ma'atchem. But for the masses, the idea, some of these people have got to be doing the Parnassa thing. And therefore, in order to just self-sustain, there are definitely going to be the masses doing things like that. Therefore, it can't say v'chol ma'atchem because that's not really a goal. It's not really a goal to have everyone not doing anything for chayi nefesh.
But you could have some...
Yes, I said that. Yeah, okay. He said that.
Who's Rebbe in Yeshiva? So he's making a parnasa and he's learning Torah all day.
Right.
Or teaching Torah all
day. I don't think Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai would hold that person was cutting it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because you ever teach in Yeshiva?
okay, theoretically.
Not Charlie Sprung.
It's not full-time Torah Lishma. It's not learning what your next level of steiging would be. Now, could a Rosh Yeshiva...
What about teaching Torah? You're not only learning Torah, you're teaching it to somebody else. Isn't that...
Yeah, I mean, that could be a way, but are you getting paid for that? Is that appropriate? You know, you get into all those questions.
For sure, Mirchai also taught people. But it wasn't like he woke up in the morning and went to a job.
Where they told him, okay, teach this again for the 18th time in a row to the same level of people.
Ain't no dome, you know?
Right. Okay, listen, you know. But again, was it the most pure, pristine, you know, angle of being Osik in Torah? Right, we would imagine generally not.
Okay. But he said it will be done al yedei acherim in the Gemara. Could that mean Jews?
Who, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai?
Yeah.
No, I think it means goyim.
You meant goyim.
Yeah.
It seems that way, but according to this, you know, did he hold that every Jew should really be on this level, or just the Yechidim?
Isn't that what Nefesh Chaim is saying? That I understood Nefesh Chaim is saying, if somebody comes to you and asks a shayla, should I learn or should I work? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would say the default answer to everyone is you should learn. And Rabbi Shmuel would say, got to look at the person. To some people you should say you should learn, but to most people you should say you should work. So according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai holds everyone should be learning, then
Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would hold that for the masses, right, for the masses, we say, Torah Matahe Aleha, don't pick up a plow. Ever. You know, it didn't work. Okay, so now, Vagam... She'adayin lozu haderech v'hamadrega ha'gavoa she'begavohos fi amitas ritzonu yisparach shemo l'das Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Now, according to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, this is not cutting it. Im kolze gam l'didei, oh, one second, here we go. Lo mikru chas v'shalom bazeh in osin ritzonu shomokom kishim efanin atzmin ma'at gam l'itzik ha'parnasa. Let's not, you know, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is not saying that people who turn for, you know, an hour a day to Isaka Parnasa are going to Gehenim. It's not Ein Oisin Ritzono Shemokam. Uve Eis Asakim B'Parnasa Libam Noeg B'Chachma U'Maharim B'Divrei Torah V'Yiras Hashem, if they are internally, you know, totally connected to Hashem. Ule Rabbi Shmuel Zuhi Iker Ritzono Yisbarach B'Hanhagas Klal HaHamon U'Plutosam Mahi Iker Ritzono Yisbarach V'Hamadriga HaYosher Gevo B'Hanhagas Klal HaHamon. So the Machlokas is about how to guide the masses, and what is the, not harasha, what is the truly appropriate way for our world to function?
Hashem wants most people to work, and the minority people to learn.
Yes.
So what's the machlokas? So
how did Hashem set up this world? What is the ratzon of Hashem? Upluktasam mahi ikar ratzono yisbarach. What is the ikar ratzon of Hashem? If you had to describe what is the what is the epitome of the most pure, what is the perfect picture of the world from Hashem's perspective? What are people doing? So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai has no Jew doing anything having to do with Parnassah.
Well, he says maybe an hour a day, but you're chazer mishnayos while you're doing it.
Right. No, and he says, that's not ein osin ritzono shumakum, but it's not ikar ritzono.
Right.
Right? Ikar ritzono is that everybody be... Listen, the descriptions of Yemos HaMashiach, where it describes how all the goyim are going to be doing everything for us. Right, that is this, you know, perfect, that's utopia according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and he says it's technically shayach now, somehow. Okay, so now, viyadua, shakruvim. So when we get to back to the kruvim, ha'echad remaz alav yisbarach shemo, vasheni al yisrael skulaso. So one of them is a remez to Hashem, and one of them is talking about us, right? That, those are the two kruvim. Ukvir shir his karvusam udvekosam shall yisrael elav yisbarach shemo, oila hepechas v'shalom. So corresponding to the level of closeness that we have to him, or chas v'shalom, the opposite, hayonikar hakol b'inyan amidas hakruvim derech nes v'fela. That would be totally reflected in the positioning of those kruvim. In pneim yashar yechzu elav yisbarach shemoi, if Klal Yisrael are totally locked in, face-to-face with Hashem, gam hakruvim amdu as pneim ishalachiv. So then that's how the kruvim stood. Oy chas v'shalom im havchu pneihem at umitzdadi at studi. And it, but if Klal Yisrael turned away a little bit, and it was kind of like diagonalish, so kein haya nicker inyan takeif bekruvim. Same thing would happen. The kruvim would shift. Chas v'shalom hafnu arif, and if chas v'shalom turned around, back of the neck, gam hakruvim kerega hafnu v'hafchu pneihem ishmael achiv legamri chas v'shalom. And then that would be reflected in the kruvim as well.
Like back to back.
Yeah, like facing away from each other.
Is this based on the mean or the median? Now, see, what am I talking about? So, no, what I really mean is that, like,
mean
is the Klal Yisrael is made up of many different people. When you had the man, each person could get their little kruvim right in front of them, how close they were to Ratzon Hashem. But here you have, you know, 600,000 people. If you know, the average, you know, do you need 50 rov to be on this madrega that they face each, you know, like, what were the statistics, you know, for?
I don't know. I would guess that there was, I have a feeling that Klal Yisrael, like, you know, they were kind of a unit and they were either surging towards Hashem or away from Hashem. It's just like the sense you have, like, when you go through Navi, it's just, it wasn't like, you know, that there were these, like, pockets of, like, you know, I mean, that, you know, we did split at certain points. It was Yehuda and Yisrael, like, but
so
we were kind of, like, all doing either in or all of a sudden, like, just running after some of Azar or something.
That's right. We're talking about utopia. You know, like, Yemosa Mashiach, Achris HaYamim, you know, and everything is, it's just the way it, supposed to be, that's one thing, but in the meantime,
no, but he's more wondering, like, so we have, like, the kruvim that are reflecting the movement of Klal Yisrael.
Which
part of Klal Yisrael? So let's say you have, I mean, like, we look at our world now and we're so splintered. So you have, like, reform and conservative, like, going way off the rails. You have, you know, if you look at from, you know, you try to look at the, you know, so you have a certain world that's just, like, they're locked into themselves. So if that element of Klal Yisrael is doing great, they don't look at the other part of it.
Right.
And in a certain way, there is some truth to that, that, like, how's the Torah world doing? Is the Torah world steiging or is the Torah world not steiging? And what happened to the other humongous percentage, 80% of Jews? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, so what would the kruvim reflect? Would it reflect the Torah world or would it reflect the greater world? I don't know. You know? Yeah, I got it. Yeah, now I figured it out.
I'm not crazy.
Okay, I'm not sure. I just don't know that they split like that back then. I don't know. I mean, time of Hanukkah, you had the Hellenists and you had the, you know, you had the Prushim. So, you know, I guess it's happened. Yeah. Okay, Ukinian Shamru Bayuma, show you Megalin HaProches L'Ole Regalim, that they would open up the Proches for the Ole Regalim, Umarin Lahem, HaKruvim, show you Me'uvim Zebazet, and show the Kruvim that were, like, wrapped into each other. V'Omen Lahem, Ru'uchi Baschem L'Fnei Amokim. You see how much Hashem loves you. Uvizora Truma, it says, Emosai Ihu Barachami, at what time, at what point is Hashem feeling Kavyocha Rachamim? Amalei, Beshaita the Kruvim Mahadron, at the time that the Kruvim are turning, umistaklin anpin ba'anpin, and looking face to face, kiven de inun kruven mistaklin anpin ba'anpin, kedin kol gavnin mistaknan. So and when it's looking face to face, kamad de misadrin Yisrael tikunayu legabi kutcha brichu. It's when Klal Yisrael is all mesukin, fixed up, you know, as far as their relationship with Hashem. Hachi kaima kula v'hachi istader. So that's how everything is going to be ordered, and that's how everything is going to stand. V'parshas achrei Moshe says shevas achim b'shaitu d'havu chad b'chad mashkichin anpin ba'anpin. When they would face each other face to face, ksiv matov manom. That's matov manom. V'kad mahader d'chura anpoi min nukva. And when the male would turn his face from the female, which is an interesting way of saying it, vaila alma, woe unto the world. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the male, we're the female. So when Hashem turns away from us, now, I'll just say parenthetically, there's like an implication here that one turns away from the other. And that's not, from the perspective of the Kruvim, right. He's actually going to ask a different question. He's going to say like, wait a second, we turn away from Hashem. So shouldn't it be that like the Kruv representing Klal Yisrael is the one that turns?
Right.
Like, what's this doubling thing? Okay, but that's...
He says down here.
Yeah.
Tehura is the Mashpia. So Hashem...
Right.
...turns away from the Mashpia. Because Hashem stops being Mashpia in response to...
To our...
Us.
Okay.
That's what it means he turns around.
Okay, okay. Uvizor Chadosh Soif Parshas Truma, it says, Bechol Zimna de Yisrael have a zakon, Kuvan have a deveken bidbiku apin ba'apin. So when Klal Yisrael is in good shape, so then the Kuvim are face to face, cleaving to each other. Kivan to have a sarchon, but when they turn bad, have a mahadrin apayu domanda, they turn their faces from each other. V'alda Kuvim. What?
Both of them.
V'alda Kuvim bahu Zimna to have Yisrael zakon, have a ampin ba'apin. But when the Kruvim are, when Klal Yisrael is doing good, then it's face to face. The Al Rosin Elaine have a Yadi Yisrael Zakon Ilo. And this would kind of be the trick to know if we're in good shape or not. Ksiv, it says, Ivdu es Hashem Besimcha, Chedvasa de Train Kruvim. Serve Hashem Besimcha, and it's referring to the joy of the two Kruvim. Kaven de Shari Alayhu is Hadar Bechedva. That since. When Hashem is with us, like Sharoi on us, so then they turn back with Simcha. V'alma is had the berachmi, and then the world gets to have rachamim from Hashem. So there's like this sense of the on the bottom over here he describes how like the sense of our Simcha in our avodas Hashem is really all about the relationship with Hashem. That simcha, if we're serving Hashem out of year, out of, you know, whatever, you know, fill in the blank, so then avoda takes on a certain mood. But when the avoda is something that is being done besimcha, that is a reflection of how we are feeling about Hashem. That's our face to face. We're really turning towards Hashem at that point, and then Hashem turns back towards us.
When we were doing Gemara Shabbos, there was a fascinating Agadah Torah that we did that the Romans when they destroyed the base of Migdash and they found the Kruvim hugging each other and they made fun of it and they said, look what do they have in their religion, etc. and they didn't understand what the significance of it was. So the kasha was asked, it was the time of the Churban, what are the two Kruvim hugging each other for? I mean, they're supposed to be turning away. So they answered that it was a mashal of a husband who's going to be away from his wife for a long time, and before he leaves, he gives her one last hug.
Right.
So that, you know.
So there is that reflection, right? That's a very interesting Maimar Chazal when it comes to, like, when we think about this. Because it has the elements of that, it has that, but at the same time, it was a time that we were not doing right.
Right, right. That was
so, pressure. Yeah. So So as much as it was reflective of that Hashem was saving us, I mean, Hashem saved us by destroying the base of Mikdash. Right. So you know, he took off his anger on Itzv Evan as opposed to the people. Yeah, but that's that. It doesn't exactly shtim at you know with this at this point.
Do you know? Similar to the other question, you know how often they moved? Like, was it every day or just Rosh Hashanah? Like you would wake up and look at the Kruvim and see where they are.
Well, you would.
No one could look.
Yeah, I was about to say.
He says it's a simon to tell you, but nobody could look at them.
Right, they would.
No, once a year.
No, and they would pull back pull back on Moadim.
Okay.
Moadim,
right.
Right, Moadim. So Moadim. So we know that it happened, right? Each Moed could potentially be different, I guess. But the way he describes it, it sounds like it's literally this moving...
Dynamic.
Right?
Yeah.
It's Lahavza like that with the doomsday clock that, like, you know, is constantly like, you know, so it's like it's the opposite of that. It's like this is the, you know, how good are we? How close are we to him? Or Chas v'Shalom, the opposite. Yeah. So we'll just start the next paragraph for a second because it like you really like so he says Vini Dar Midbar Shazachu Lios Ma Ochli Shulchan Gavoa. So the Dar Midbar, they ate man. They had no Parnasa needs.
Right, that's right.
Right? Lechem and Ashmaim Tvar Yom Biyomo, daily bread from heaven, Simlasam Loboso Me'alem, no clothing needs. Vlo Yitzrichem Lishum Esek Parnasa Ba'olum Klal. They had no need for Parnasa at all. So Ledivri Hakol. According to everybody, lo mikru osin ritzono shel makom el imkin hoyu mistaklin kapli mala biyosha gomer.
They did have to do something for the parnasa. They had to get up from their gemara and go collect the mon.
That's right. That's right. I was going to say
that was their.
Is that okay? So, is that being okay? Is that being osik in parnasa?
Well, I mean,
you could say
you have to move food to their mouth.
To their mouth. That, yeah. You know, that's
no, but it was. But
I still
say
about that one. Why is that necessary?
I wonder if like the real definite like if you had to like stop you like break it up like okay so at what point are we like what's considered to be a hishtadlus that is not that crosses the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai line. Right? I mean, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, like, he had to go to the bathroom. He had to, like, you know, he had to do things for himself. He had to take care of his... Right. So, I have a sense that, like, it's the hishtadlus that we want to avoid is anything that causes us to become involved in this world. Okay. So, if I have to go get something, I have to go get something. Yes, that's, you know, that's the parameters of space and time require that. Okay. So... That's just part of life, living, regular living in this world. But it's that, am I getting involved in this world? That's the, so.
And you also, when you learn Gemara Shabbos, and you learn the Malachas, they say, like, this is how you weave a basket, and this is how many Malachas you'd be over on if you did that. So you have to know how to weave a basket. You know, if you talk about the halachas of kotzer. If you never kotzer wheat, how do you know what the malach of kotzer?
You watch
is?
The guy.
As a
you're allowed to do it in Islam.
Yeah, good. So he says. So then, in the midbar, they were required. They had no excuse not to be totally focused on Hashem. Umishtadlam eslibam rak l'tor vavoda. Only Torah Navoda, V'yirasa Yisparach Shmo, Yomim V'layla, Lo Yomush Mipihem, day and night, never leaving their mouths, Dvarm Kiksavim Mamish, even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Mahalach was the Mahalach. B'li Lintos Eletzat Klal, do not veer off this path. Afshah Kala L'Esek Parnasa, even for the smallest amount of time for Parnasa. U'chamamar M'zal Lo Nitna Torah Ela L'Ochle Mon, L'Chein Hamidu Ozis HaKruvim, and at that point, how they set up the Kruvim? Totally face to face. That was what it was like. Shlomo HaMelech's, and we'll stop over here, we'll pick this up next week. Shlomo HaMelech's time was something totally different. There was the need for Esek Parnasa. And therefore, the reality that he was putting his kruvim into was something that was different, and therefore it needed something, it had a different look to it.
So then how could Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai argue with that?
He covers that in parentheses. He says it's a machlokas about how Shlomo HaMelech put them.
Oh.
And that's the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
But the life in the Midbar was a klala.
Because?
Because they cried. You know, the Haraglim. They weren't supposed to be in the desert 40 years.
Right, that's right.
So, first of all, what about before that?
Before that, well, it's not, I mean, when they had the man, but they were not in the Midbar?
About 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah. Matan Torah Sivan.
That
was a wonderful Tammuz.
That would be it.
The man started in Iyar.
Right. Month started in Iyar. Then they got Torah. Sivan.
That should have been it.
Rosh Chodesh Tammuz.
I mean, that like, you know.
No, it was a whole year later. They were at Har Sinai.
Oh.
For a year.
Yeah, right. The month was between
when the month started and when the Raglim were sent was 14 months.
Oh, okay, so that's really the...
There's really a chunk of time that's like, yeah. That's it. That was living.
What's the lesson of makru osin? The third line, hakol lo makru osin?
Lo mikru, it's not called.
Oh,
Lo mikru osin ritzono shel makom. It's not called osin ritzono shel makom.
Lo mikru called. Oh, sorry.
Right, unless.
Yeah.